Changing Playbooks, an actual play podcast about making and embracing the change in the stories we tell and the impact that has on us, the players. My name's Claire. I'll be facilitating the game today, and you can find me on YouTube and Twitch at Claire Skies Ahead, as well as on the show I co-host at Salt Cravings. Today, our players are Cam.
Hello.
Rally?
Yeah, sorry. I have. I was reading up the document and totally didn't get caught off guard when he said my name.
Do you want to say more?
I said stuff at the start of the first episode of this, so we're probably good.
Cool. Great. Rally?
Hey, I'm Rally Darlin. I'm around. I do things, not with any great consistency, but you may see me in places. And if you do, I'm probably walking my dog. Okay.
Very weird if they know who you are walking your dog. and Lou.
Hello, I'm Lou. I'm here and nowhere else.
As soon as we stop recording, Lou actually disappears.
Mm-hmm.
We are continuing our game of In This World by Ben Robbins. We have made one world and we're going to make another. Literally, who wants to make the second world? Who wants to start us off? Anybody? Has anyone been like chomping at the bit to just be like, I have it. Let's go.
I've been stewing a little bit.
Yeah?
I'd be happy to go.
Stewing a little bit to chew.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, the first thing I'm going to do is pick what is different from this list mm-hmm. of 12 items. The thing I've been stewing on has to do with extreme weather can interfere with long-distance communication.
Ooh.
I want to talk about the weather, baby. It's time. I think the difference is, in this world, the weather actually doesn't interfere with long-distance communication. It actually changes it. To the point of like I'm imagining either like some like rare solar storm combining with some type of cloud formation or some kind of type of storm that comes through. It happens rarely, but when it does, all long-distance communication that goes through is it arrives to the receiver in a completely different language that prior to these storms, no one knew about.
Let's go. Let's fucking right? go.
Like, I want something like really wild. And so there's all these different ideas of what is this language or what is being changed? Is this actually something that exists or is it just some kind of phenomena that's like, it's not a sentient change. It's just like actually random syllables put together, but we're putting meaning into them or. Yeah, we can go from there. But that's the seed I want to plant for this world.
Voices Hell in yeah. the storm.
Do you yeah. want to write down and capture what you said briefly? Mm-hmm. When you're done, you get to pick two statements that are the same.
Mm-hmm. What is the same?
Is it unknown?
Well, unknown in that, I mean, I'm sure scholars, et cetera.
Sorry, GM brain just turned on. I just need to know.
Unknown in that, like, historically, it doesn't exist anywhere on this world.
Amazing. Okay.
Until
cool. And no matter Thank what you. Language it's sent in prior, it is always into this language. Is that the case?
Yes.
Like,
yes,
it's
yes,
always
yes.
this specific language.
It
okay.
always mm-hmm. becomes this one language that is like the communicate or the wet, like the storm language.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lou, you give me such gifts. You give me such gifts to play with.
And I'm kind of imagining,
I'm
like,
already
not
so
just
excited to see where this goes.
Not just that it's translated, but also like people are trying to decode it and like being like, is it word for word? But it doesn't seem to be. Like, it's also changing the message itself, but it's hard to because it's changed into a different language. So you're like, how can I know that this is actually changing the message? So like, there's all these different schools of thought probably of like, or even maybe the tone of the message changes, or like the voice might be the same, but it's said in a different way, or like, you know.
Fucking love it.
Yeah. So it not only translates into a different language, it also fundamentally alters what's being said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, you know, there can be arguments made from different people in this world as to whether it is preserving the original meaning, or is it enhancing it, or is it like... I'm feeling like real arrival vibes. Yeah. I'm feeling like real arrival vibes of like this language is like, anyways, it could be time, you know, like a time warp thing or like, anyways, I want to leave it up to other people to help build on that. So what is the same?
Yeah.
I guess the same is long distance communication is interceptable for one. And I think I would keep also the one right below that. Long distance communication often requires active facilitation.
Okay.
I don't know if I have to expand on that right now, but my thoughts are in this world. Oh no, I do go into what it looks like. So I'm imagining less wires in this world and more like the type of equipment that's required has to do with like really powerful like radio or other waves to send messaging, which is why it gets why weather interacts with it, because it has to just go through the air. Doesn't have to be radio, but it's something that travels through the air, rather than a physical wire. And I'm imagining a world that is probably less urbanized than our current world. Maybe the flora and fauna are a little more tough to contend with, or it doesn't have the same resources that this one might have. Like maybe there's not a lot of access to petroleum products or oil to create plastics or things that help create wires or
So like solar punk style?
Maybe.
But it seems not quite as developed as solar punk either. Like early solar
maybe
punk.
Not as,
pre-solar punk.
Sure. Yes, I like that. Pre-solar punk. So I'm imagining places that still need to rely on long distance communication, maybe because there are cities and communities that are further apart. But I'm sure there is ways to travel long distances as well. Maybe just not as robust as taking a plane or a high speed train or something like that. I'm imagining.
Yeah.
This
so there's
that
nothing.
Time.
There's no kind of super energy dense fuel that can be used to burn for airplanes or cars or anything like that. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I do want to make sure you touched on a little bit. What is the same? I want to make sure we have like, how do these things intercept or like, how are they connected with your original? What is different? Like you talked a little about the interceptableness of like, it's through waves and, you know, is this true about like the weather? Like are there people intercepting the weather? Are there people, like how is it connecting to
that's
the first thing
of,
and same for the
kind
second
of my,
point
I'm leaving that out, therefore that is what could be happening.
So I was gonna say if it's going through these strange storms that changes the communication, does that mean if there's someone who's not like who doesn't have the storm between them, so say someone broadcasts out into the air, it's only people on the other side of this storm that have it changed? So if like,
yes, I think so it has to
person
pass
A,
through the
person
storm.
B has a straight line, person C is making a triangle, and between A and B you have the storm, only B gets the changed message, C does not, because it doesn't pass through the storm.
This is two generals problem. Yes.
I like that. Yeah.
So what happens if someone is on the fringe of the storm? Is it a binary change or is it degrees?
Ooh. This feels like maybe unrelated to the same
statements. This feels like an add detail.
Okay. I'd be happy for it either way. I'm having trouble like logically deciding how it could be one like only partially. But if you have something interesting that could work with that.
I mean, there is clearly something. So like what it would mean for it to be partial it could be just like some words get garbled, some sentences do, but it cuts in and out.
I think we should save that for the, you know, later on when we're adding
exactly
details.
How is something that can be worked out later. Whether or not it's binary or partial is also something we could work out later.
Yep.
But if you have an idea for that, I wanted to hear it. That can be a detail we add, or
thank you.
If you have an answer, we can add detail on either one.
I'm going to just note that down later, because I totally want to hear ideas about that, because I'm not protective of that or anything. Either would be cool.
I just really want to make sure, like, we get what is the same. How is that connected?
How is which connected? How it's interceptable?
Your statements, what is the same? Long-distance communication is interceptable, and long-distance communication requires active facilitation. What is it about it being active facilitation that, like, how does this connect?
I think they did touch on that with, you know, this, because you need the equipment to send out the whatever signals are getting hit by the storm.
I think to that, I want to express that it is difficult to send out communications, and because there's specialized equipment in order to do it, it's not like, I'm imagining there's just like one type of like radio that most people create or use.
Mm.
And it could be that, you know, if you use a different type of thing, it isn't interfered with by the storm. Like if there were, you know, two cans and a string or something, but with what resources are available in this world, like the equipment that they use, which is highly specialized for long distance communications using some type of wave, their biggest kind of issue is these storms can interfere with them when sending messages. And then, the interceptable thing, like I said before, things can intercept this, but we don't know if that's its interception that is causing this change, or if it is just the phenomena itself.
All right. Other player. Oh, I guess before we move on, I've posted 4 photos. Are any of these like more or less what you were thinking? And like which?
I'm really liking this top left one, although I'm not sure there would be. So on the top left, I'm seeing some like cottages with grass roofs, maybe a 2-floor cottage, some people walking around. A lot of grass and just a dirt path going through a village. I think I see some sheep. And then there's these large airships going by in the back. I think the idea of an airship is really cool. I'm not dead set on keeping them in this world.
Are those airships? Cool. They look like floating turbines.
Oh,
yeah, that's a wind farm. Cool.
I like.
Yeah.
Even better. Then we don't have to talk about travel just yet. I'm liking top left. I'm liking, solar panels or wind turbines that I'm seeing in a couple of these photos. It's cool in the bottom right photo, there's a big satellite dish, which could be part of the equipment. Because it's my understanding that radio waves can't go very far.
Depends on the frequency.
Depends on the medium of travel also.
Oh, and like, relays. Oh, even better. Relays. I love that.
It's like rally, but different.
Yeah. Very the beacons have been lit, you know, like you gotta, there's people that gotta stay at the relays. Perfect.
So all of these are kind of, you know, within the realms of what you're thinking.
Yeah. Top right, I'm kind of like, I'm not really imagining like a lot of shiny metal stuff, but solar panels I think should exist, and you need like metal for the radio equipment. Yeah, these are all great photos. Thank you for pulling them up.
So essentially, intelligence developed surprisingly early in the journey of life, and so there isn't huge reserves of petroleum in the ground, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I like that. Maybe. Yeah.
Who wants to go next? Cam, it sounded like you had things.
Do it.
I sure do. I have an idea.
Let's go.
It's a detail to add.
Go for it.
All right.
Yeah, so I think, on the subject of the binary or partial, I like the idea that there is partial. It is not a binary switch. It's not like a threshold is met and then suddenly it's been changed to a new language, a new tone. It happens by inches. And this is used by people to study the language and the translation and the changes. So you have essentially storm chasers who will put receivers and like charge around the edges of these storms with receivers and push into these storms just to try and record. Like they'll have a repeating signal and they'll just measure how it changes over time as they get into these big storms.
Amazing.
Huge twisters.
And so you have like a yeah, and so you have like this group of slightly unhinged academics charging into storms
yes.
with receivers to try and figure out what's going on.
So academics.
Yeah.
Field academics, yeah.
Yeah, field academics. In
yeah, the, yeah, for yeah, real. What are they, maybe we can leave this for detail. How are they pushing in? Like, what do you mean? Like, so they're in the storm?
So they'll start outside of it, and they'll have a signal set up doing a simple message that's repeating. And they'll have the receiver that they have, and they will have some kind of machine or something, maybe electric powered if we've got solar power and wind power, but presumably doesn't have, you know, batteries that can last for long distance travel, but far enough, and it'll be like a big armored thing going into this storm, picking up the signal and measuring how it changes bit by bit.
Are these storms high up? Like, I guess when I'm imagining pushing into it, are they getting high up? And how so?
That's a good question. What is the nature of these storms? I feel like they have to be at least somewhat close to the ground, because otherwise a message being sent from the ground isn't going to get interfered with by like upper atmosphere clouds, right?
Yes, I agree. I think it's
so they have to be pretty close to the ground, whether it's storms that are like sweeping across or it's, you know, just a little bit up. But I think I like it's this is probably something for someone else to add detail because this is getting outside the purview of this particular detail.
My question was definitely pushing it.
Well, no, like this much, I think we can probably talk about because this is to some degree rationalizing. Or no, that's not the word. You know, figuring out how these things work together. And that's fine. I was more saying that, like, did these storms spontaneously start, or were they always there in this world? And only once we started having long distance travel did we realize that they were having this effect. That, I think, is a detail for someone else to talk about.
What the?
But in any case, I think, you know, these storms presumably have been going on. Or like the communication has been going on long enough through these storms that there is a field of people studying it, but not so long that it's remotely solved.
Yes.
Because we all love a good mystery.
And
so I feel like these storms are probably a significant impediment to the people that it hits. And so where they occur, there probably aren't a lot of buildings unless they're totally random and people just have like bunkers.
I would love to go next.
Let's go.
I would like to say what is different, and I'm going to pick senders and receivers cause delay. I am imagining that in this world, when there is like some sort of storm, whatever we're talking about, this storm, if people are talking during this storm, there is almost like people know what to say before they say it. It's almost like, oh, yeah, no, there doesn't need to be a delay because I know what is about to be said. So I say it. And it's almost like instantaneous. It's a little scary.
Whoa, wait. Okay. Is this with the storms or any time?
I'm imagining with the storms. Yeah. I'm thinking like if communication is going on during the storm, maybe it has to do with this weird language, right? Maybe they don't know they're saying it early. Maybe they
know what the message is saying when they receive it. Then they can understand the language completely, or do they just understand
I think it's almost like they don't understand it, and I think that's why people don't immediately catch on.
This is more something latent that hasn't necessarily been discovered by the people yet.
I'm happy with it having been discovered or not. I think what I'm trying to hit is that, I guess, okay, here's what I'm trying to hit. You know, when you're listening to yourself on a recording, like as you're talking, you can kind of like hear yourself with a second delay.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think it's like there is that, but you're not feeling the delay. It's almost like you're hearing yourself, like you are the echo, but because you hear it, it's like, ah, yes, this is, this is the easiest way to say it. Like, this is how to communicate this thought.
So then the storms affect people and not just the long distance communication?
I think that...
It sounds like...
Is it? Yeah, maybe? Yeah.
It sounds like either it's perceived that you're hearing yourself, which is already a thing that happens to some folks auditorially, but mm-hmm. I think leaving that up to chance kind of helps to focus this on that experience rather than like build it out to be like, I don't know, bunkers were mentioned, but I do think once we get into the conversation around how long this has been occurring or how much this has been experienced, that kind of becomes more of a thoroughfare. Mm.
Yeah. And I don't want to like change your idea, so please stop me if I'm wrong. It sounds like you're trying to kind of like express that not only is this I don't know, I'll just call it like the storm translation is changing it as it travels through the storm, but it's also like reverberating something back to the sender, their own like understanding the message, or is this the person that's receiving it is somehow, so like as they're receiving the incoming message, their response is already coming to them?
Mm-hmm. I think the thing I'm trying to enmesh it with that I like don't want to overwrite is like, mm-hmm. if people are talking during a storm, right, there's some, it's being changed to some language, so mm-hmm. they don't necessarily understand what the message is. Mm-hmm. But if there is communication being done through a storm and it's not translated, maybe like on the edges, like maybe to sort of like connect it with Cam's idea, if you're like just on the edges enough where it's like you're not quite being like, it's almost like one layer further than Cam, like what Cam was mm-hmm. saying, where it's like, ah yes, it's starting to like starting to change, but if you're like you know, like the exosphere of the earth, where it's not kind of. Like it's not really an atmosphere, but like there are particles there,
uh-huh.
but you couldn't breathe for sure. It's like more particles than the emptiness of space,
yeah,
but less particles than, you know, stratosphere or yeah. whatnot.
Would you say this is almost like, it seems to be messing with not like the actual language itself, but more of like the temporality.
The temporal.
Of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think like I'm building off of your arrival idea.
I know. I'm feeling that too. And I'm like, I don't want to like put words in your mouth, but I love that. Like it's.
Yeah.
Like you're almost. Yeah. It's, the language is the same, but you're almost perceiving it and like processing it in a faster way. And then it's like, mm-hmm. did you already know mm-hmm. the answer, or was the answer predetermined? And
who
it's
knows?
Being like inserted into your mind from like, that's why you gotta wear, you know, aluminum on your head, or else the radio waves are gonna get in and tell you what to say.
Mm-hmm. I was about to ask, is this a physiological effect or is this an experiential effect?
I think that's a great sure. Thing for you to
I don't
think
know.
About.
Yeah.
Or whatever you wanted to start
doing. And the joy of something right, like this is yeah. that, it, you know, any open questions can just be actually open questions for the people in the world.
That's true. Yeah.
And I do love that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. That seems, I'm happy with this. If I did, you know, I didn't want to contradict anything. That was my main thing.
No, it sounds yeah. like everyone was just looking for clarification and we ripped at something rather cool. So.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. I was very confused at first. I think we found what we were getting at there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's Absolutely. Almost like we're friends and we care about understanding each other. Which this is gonna age so poorly. We have a falling
Damn,
out
all right.
in like 7 years.
Rally's about to betray.
Yeah, you're just assuming there's gonna be problems here.
Oh yeah.
Top 10 anime betrayals.
In 7 years, there's gonna be like a blood feud between two of us. I don't know who.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Rally, it's your turn while I write this.
Okay. I feel like there have been implications, so I should be using one of the 12 statements. Yarsh.
So you can do something is the same, something is different, or you can add a detail. You don't have to use any of the statements for added detail, but you do for the other two.
My noodle is whining. Come here, stinky boy. Come here. Come to mama. She's building worlds.
No.
He walked away and, like, stopped at me. He's like...
Utterly unimpressed.
Get a real job, mom. And I have one, little fucker. No. But I do want to hit on the physiological versus the experiential. And I think... You know how you get headaches when it rains sometimes? Maybe not you, maybe other people. Maybe you've just heard that. Or like my bones ache and stuff. I like subtlety. I like the idea of whatever the physiological experience is tied to the weather itself and not necessarily the overall process. And so I kind of want to dip a toe into the idea that like storm chasers, maybe they're wearing like windbreakers or rain jackets, but they don't need like... biohazard suits or anything along those lines. I think it kind of is interesting if it... I know.
You're saying, like, don't need radiation suits or something like that? Don't need...
Yeah, like, people have been exposed to it before and doesn't have any lasting physiological damages once the storm passes. There's just an experiential damage that might occur during or, like... You know, like maybe folks
no
can,
fear.
Some folks get
so would you
like
say there's
headaches,
no fear of the, okay.
Yeah, I think it heightens the intrigue if there's not like looming danger every single time. Yeah. It's more like, let's understand this. And
so they're not severe in terms of the harm they cause.
Yeah, I think like.
They're not
the
150 kilometer per hour winds or anything like that.
I mean, maybe, but like they don't cause people to like convulse and explode and die or anything along those lines. Mm-hmm. Is what I mean.
Yeah.
So like,
okay,
yeah, you might get thrown around by a tornado, but you're not gonna like bleed from your eyes just by being close.
So like
to
a
one.
Really, really bad storm could still be dangerous because it's a storm.
Exactly.
But there is nothing inherent in these storms. That is more dangerous to people.
Exactly. Yeah.
Gotcha.
Right. Like when you've had enough headaches in your life that you're like, yeah, I have a headache, but I'll just power through and do my work.
Yeah. And I think it could be potentially like we'll build this out. It's not debilitating to the general populace who maybe goes through them once every so often. But to storm chasers, maybe there's like compound damage, kind of like exposure to radiation, right? I'm leaving that
like
open-ended.
Exposure to, yeah.
I don't want to have it be a definite statement, but I do think like it's worth differentiating between like our experience of like UV exposure versus someone that's like constantly exposed to high UV.
So it sounds like we are on to round two, add detail. So now all of us are going to add detail to something that has been said. And it seems like we really want to add detail.
We have a lot of detail
this
here.
This is great news. So any of us can go, and the next thing we're going to do is all of us add detail. So it's not what is the same, what is different. Those are behind us. What are we adding detail to? Does anybody want to go?
I like the idea of adding detail to binary or partial. It happens by inches. I think that similar to like a thunderstorm, you sort of have a sense that a storm is there because your hair stands on end, and maybe it's not like super significant. You sort of get that static feeling when one of these storms comes by. And so like they're not sudden and unpredictable. They're a known phenomenon. I really like the idea of them being storms and not just like, yeah.
I just definitely had an idea, but please keep going on.
I'd like to hear a little more.
I have a potentially leading question, but it is clarification that I am looking for on a specific thing.
Go for it.
So these are only some of the storms, right? It's a specific subset of storm, right, Lou?
Yes.
So
yeah.
Yeah, so then is there some measurable, detectable thing that can identify that it's one of these storms beforehand, as opposed to just an ordinary, regular thunderstorm or whatever?
That's a good detail to add.
Fair enough.
Do you want to add that, Cam?
No, I have a different detail that I want to add.
I know, right? I think we'll see.
Which is why I was asking then, if it...
Yeah.
Yeah, technically, yeah. Technically that's been listed. So yeah, I think that there would definitely be like checking off the symptoms. It is not just a regular storm. It is, you know, the barometer has dropped, and also, yes, the wind catcher is showing that winds have elevated, and also the theremin is screaming. I don't know.
Gotcha.
This line. Not a
yes.
theremin. But,
I getcha.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like we've arrived at what you wanted to say.
Yes.
Okay, Cam.
Yeah.
It sounded like you were like crawling into position to talk.
Oh yeah, I so have a detail to add, and it's to some degree just an extension of what's already been established, but I think it's worth expressing on its own. And that is, you know, it's not only that proximity to the storm changes the message, but also the severity of the storm. And so there is a subset of people studying the storms who think there is, you know, either a point where it'll be complete in its translation or its change, or they're just trying to push further and further and further. And so you have, even among the slightly unhinged field academics, you've got this like really devil-may-care subset who are all about, we got to push to the center of the worst storms to figure out what is the most change that this will be. And maybe in that we will find some even more interesting information, something greater. You know, maybe there are some who take it in a slightly, like, not necessarily supernatural, but definitely, like, those who are seeking some sort of fundamental truth in it, and there are just those who want to know what's more. And so you've got different people who do have different reasons for doing it, but there is a subset that are going the deepest into the worst storms to see the most change. And they want to study that and parse the translations. If they're even that. And, you know, there's obviously probably a variety of different competing thoughts, but I just had this vision of extra deranged academics who will charge with full force with everything they have into the hardest storms in pursuit of either information or capital T truth.
I so desperately want to add a detail onto this.
I want that too.
Go ahead.
I mean,
we'll break the rules. Or not. It's Cam. It's your
yeah. Like go ahead and I mean, I suppose if you want to do it as your detail, you can just add.
Mm-hmm. I think I was saying like, do you feel like you've said all the things you want to say? I would like to go next.
Yeah, probably. I do just want to bring up that somebody put down, why are these thoughts competing? And thought was spelled in a very particular way. And in case that is an actual question that's being asked and not just memeing, I will say that, you know, there are probably those who do hold some degree of both, but they are, you know, differing motivations. And so they're not necessarily inherently in competition, but there are just a variety of different motivations for people. And they can coexist in some, but they don't coexist in all. It's not like every person has the same reason for pursuing it.
Mm. Mm-hmm. I was just being stupid, but yes.
Yeah, I thought you might have been with how you spelled that. But, you know, I'm going to provide clarity and detail anyway, because I do that.
Yeah, no, I'm stupid in a thought-provoking way.
Damn, so real.
So I think that's everyone seems good with that. That's pretty understood.
Yeah.
Yeah, Claire,
absolutely.
You're up.
So I'm thinking that these absolutely buck wild extreme academics, there have been like less than a handful of cases where, you know, the people who have gone into the absolute worst of the like record breaking storms and going into like the epicenter, I think there have been like less than five cases recorded that these people were hurt in some way and they had to be like hospitalized. And when they woke up, they were only able to speak the language that was translated. Like they can no longer speak like no one can understand them anymore. They don't know. They're just unable to basically communicate anymore as far as they try. Yeah.
Can you
say more? Please.
Yeah, say more. Say more.
More.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is I don't think there have ever been two cases at the same time.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
like it's so infrequent. And I do think it is like truly the like they I don't know if the hospitalization, and I don't know if this is like clear, if the hospitalization is integral to like this phenomenon. I just think it's like because it happens to the people who are going to these absolutely like these are people who you can imagine just like stepped into a like a 100-kilometer tornado and somehow survived. Like these are the people who this has happened to. Like
these are the people who run into the eye of the hurricane. Not,
yeah, the physical injury is not because of the type of storm. It's because they've gone into a really bad storm.
Okay.
You're welcome to ask a question. I might not answer it.
Yeah, so
good.
I feel like this might be slightly contradicting, but I also like it a lot, so I don't know if I want to like raise a stink over it. Because this is definitely
like
getting
something
out of,
I'm saying is contradicting.
Yeah, because this is getting outside of the realm of long distance communication. But it is really cool, and it's so niche in terms of numbers that I kind of want to roll with it anyway. So I'm of
what
two minds.
What do you mean contradicting?
Well, because the core of this is about long distance communication, and it's about affecting the communications.
Fine.
And this is talking about a psychological effect on the people directly themselves in these storms, and so it's no longer about the communication over distance.
Although I think
it just has to be about the world.
Yeah, I think it's okay that we can kind of at this point start to go off, and also I feel like this could be brought back to this. I do want to make I want to build on this idea. If I can just say one thing to kind of help, what's the word? Kind of. Weaving in, like, who's
like,
to say, like,
detail?
No, it's not. It's more like, it's more like helping yours integrate in if that's what you're struggling with, Cam. Like, I just think, who's like, all I'll say is like, these people, once they recover, can communicate, or no, they speak to people, but who says they can't also use a radio and communicate over long distances? You know, like,
no, it's true. It's so like it's more a matter of like this is the premise at the core of this is that weather interferes with long distance communication. And again, if everyone's chill with this, I do not want to be saying we should stop because this is really neat. And it's more just it feels like it's getting away from. But like if everyone agrees to it, then.
No.
Why do we need to adhere dogmatically to the rules on this, in this regard, right?
Think,
like it's fine.
This is with the rules.
Yeah. I think once we're at this stage in stage two of the world building.
Yeah, it says pick something that has already been said about this world and tell us more or reveal some other facet of it. That's it.
Yeah. So we're totally within. Yeah, it's all good.
Cool. Then
it has to respect what's already been established. If this contradicts with what has been established, then we have to talk about that.
Yeah, that's all good. So I do have a point of clarity, like just something I want to know a little bit more about, if that's all right, but you say you may not answer, and that's also fine. The people who can only communicate in this language, this is a permanent effect, right?
I'm not going to answer that.
Okay.
Okay.
I thought about it, and then I thought, I don't know. So Lou, you're up.
Oh, okay. So We all add detail. This is only detail to what's already been said. And I'm going to add a detail. And that detail is that.
Great essay form.
And I am hitting the word count. And also, consider that this is the beginning of my statement. I just think that, much like we were talking in the other world, how like academics have a lot of different ideas about this language, there are some people, or maybe it's more religious than academic, because they're trying to look at things that are a little harder to quantify. They're trying to find, or they're actually, rather than studying, like, I don't know a lot about studying languages, but rather than looking at the actual phonetics or something like that, they're really caught up with the tone or the melodics of the messages, and think there might be secret messages that were not expressed in the original transmission that are being inserted into the message. So this is more about the interference part. There is something being inserted to these messages that is a message from some other entity, or from, to them, maybe a spirit of the world or something, that is telling them what to do or warning them of a future event of some kind. So kind of like doomsday cults, but maybe, I don't know, if I haven't really decided if they're thinking something sinister is coming or they're trying to discover some type of enlightenment from it. But there are some very...
Doesn't have to be just one.
Yeah, could be multiple. Just like they're looking at different aspects of the messages and very passionate about it, potentially to the point of conflict or to the point of isolating themselves, things like that. But they really do think it is, like, the main thing of this is, like, they think that these messages are messages about the future, or can tell the future, or are warnings of some kind. And they're trying to study them in order to get those messages.
Lou, I think you have perfectly demonstrated talking into the point you were trying to make.
Thank you very much. Okay.
I was considering writing things down as you were saying them, but I was like, I think you're gonna, I don't want to, like,
yeah,
I don't want to hold you to anything you're saying as you're getting there, because I think I'm obsessed with this. I mean, of course I am.
Doomsday cult.
Because you're like, trouble? I'm gonna cause trouble? And I'm like, yes, give me trouble.
Yeah, right? I'm trying to, like, show
give
a bit
me problems.
Of, like, yeah. Some people claim that they can understand the language, but while still communicating, there's tons of, you know, charlatans as well that say they understand what it is. And I'm sure some of these cults are quite
reputable.
Honest. Yes. Honest. Absolutely. and trying to use it for their own gain. Like, trying
and for
to, $5.99,
you
yeah.
can sign up. Yeah.
Exactly. Down the line, or at some point, it would be great if we can come up with better words for, like, what the translation is called and what these storm chasing academics are called and what the extreme storm chasers are called.
All right, let's name this world. Any like top of the mind names, just shout them out.
Voices in
Spirit
the
of the Storm.
Yeah. All right, now one at a time.
Cam.
I just said Spirit of the Storm.
Mm. Rally?
Voices in the Storm was the one came to mind.
Oh no, Wind Talker is something already, isn't it?
Yes. But
Windbender.
A Nicolas Cage movie called Wind Talkers? Okay, not that. That's not what I'm going for.
Yeah.
Get off of IMDb.
Yeah, I'm out of there. Okay. Okay, I'll look it up later. So yeah, Wind Talkers is already a thing I don't want to take.
Has to do with First Nations. So.
Thank you. Oh, right. Of course. Yep. That's where it's from. Thank you.
Storm Speaker Spirits is my suggestion.
Storm Speaker, yeah.
That sounds like an RPG game. Maybe a tabletop RPG game.
Oh my god, imagine music being transmitted through the storm. Oh, we'll leave it there.